This is Nima, and you're listening to Inside Nima. So I do this kind of interesting thing with my Twitter account. I have a version next to my name. I think now it's 0.84 or 3. And this is a part of my personal growth, and I thought maybe I could share some Inside Nima insider stories about what's the process for me. So I think it's interesting to have a version one for your life, the same where we have version 1.0 for softwares. It means like it's the first steady version that you can just put it out there for users and people to just use. And you don't have to have this, you know, sign that this person or this software still is in beta. So most people just live and die in beta. They never reach a stable 1.0 version. And for me, my definition of version 1.0 has been changing quite a lot. And since 1 or 2 years, I kind of have a feeling that I'm at least on the right path. It used to be when I was 19, 20, 21, when I did my first startup, I thought you reach version 1.0 when you're a millionaire. You at least have $1 million in your name or on paper. That was a very one-dimensional way of defining version 1.0. And if you think that way, then a billionaire is like version 1,000. But that's definitely not true. And I evolved in my thinking, starting to have a new framework that has many more dimensions. So, you know, the normal things, happiness, being content with your life, having good friends, physical health, wisdom, stability, humility, you know, all these things. And when you look at life in a high-dimensional way, you realize your version 1.0 is dependent on many things. So that's why I have more granular versioning. Probably one day I'll write a log of what led to these versions going up and changing. Hopefully they keep going up and not down. So one of the things that I changed in my life was realizing that there's very little we can influence. I'm not being deterministic, but let's say we're 98.7% predetermined to be what we are, where you're born, your genes, your nationality, first language, time. Time is probably the biggest one. If you were born about the right time to be a part of the, you know, pioneers in the internet era, being the right zip code and having the right friends and connections, you see where I'm going. Same person, you know, take Steve Wozniak, put him back in the Stone Age or even 100 years ago, and he would be, I don't know, polishing people's shoes maybe and just daydreaming, not being able to self-actualize himself. So this realization that you have to for now at least, until we can really reprogram every cell of our body and every neuron, you are, you know, over 90% predetermined. And it's kind of like, I think the best way of the best analogy is just our physical appearance. There's not much you can change. You can change your hairstyle versus makeup. You can't change your height. If you're, you know, fat, you can work really hard, lose some weight. If you're thin, you can't, you know, gain weight. Lots of these things are just, you know, by chance. They were given to you by your parents and their parents. So imagine the same, but inside. We tend to think that we can be whoever we want. You know, all these inspirational speakers, you can do whatever you want. Bullshit. You can do whatever you want that is reasonable within the bounds of your predetermined condition and what you can change reasonably within 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 10 years, and change takes time. So stop thinking that you are a piece of, you're a blank slate. You are not a blank slate. You're a dirty, you know, slate with lots of pre-written stuff, and you can't ever manage possibly to clean it. You have to start with what you have. And for me, a part of this transformation was realizing that I didn't really have a good relationship with my dad, or just I like the relationship did not really exist. As a dentist, quite one-dimensional person, goes to work, comes back home real late, so we didn't really have a relationship. But turns out there's a daddy inside me, and I've been trying very hard to fight it, but only since I started to open my eyes to the reality of, you know, having this huge influence within, inside me, that I can never get rid of. That was when I guess my being on the right path started. So if you don't recognize that you are so heavily influenced by so many factors, you keep trying to change things that you can't. It's like just daydreaming that I wish I was, you know, this and this. If I wish I look like Brad Pitt or Kim Kardashian, and no matter how much makeup you wear and how much you go to the gym, for some people they will never look like Angelina Jolie. They just look ridiculous, and they waste their time. So this is a part of my journey, and I think there are a couple of things coming together that could help me reach version 1.0. One of them is realizing that despite having some strengths and being a very stoic, calm person, I usually think most people are just fucking stupid and they have no fucking clue. It's really hard for me to change that. I'm really working on it. And people are not stupid. Maybe in a certain dimension that I'm very wise or superior in, they're actually stupid. But there are many other dimensions that I am stupid. You know, we have these things about IQ and EQ, but there's thousands of dimensions for people to, you know, work on and or have pre-existing strengths. And working on this ability to allow myself to see people as not stupid has been quite helpful, to say the least. I think up until now, or recently, I've been thinking in this, I've been living in this delusional state of thinking most people have no clue, but they always did. They spare to assume the worst. And now it's almost like opening my eyes to the real reality of everyone being equally, you know, smart in a combination of dimensions and on their own path. I mean, lots of people probably just die without even thinking about such things, but still, you don't need to be self-aware of your strengths to have those strengths. Maybe they were just born with it, or they were raised in a way that they have some strengths. So that is a part of my growth towards the direction of version 1.0. And I think maybe in the next year or 6 months, I could get close to a stable version 1.0 NEMA. And that's, I think, just the start. That's the point where I can write about it and say, from this point on, I take responsibility for who I am. I've dealt with my pre-existing conditions, and I'm aware of my flaws and strengths, and I am in charge. I know what I can change and what I can't change, and you're now talking to the real Nima. Whereas before that, it was an experimental Nima. One of the things that has been very helpful in my growth is just not being the boss, working for someone else. Somehow, until now, recently, I'm 27, soon 28, I never really had a boss. And either my own companies or just working independently, that makes you really arrogant. And I think you can't really be a truly good leader without learning how to follow the right people. So that's something I'm working on now. I'm working for, I'm not even saying with, not sugarcoating it. I'm working for another company. I mean, it's a dream job. I don't even know how it happened, but I'm working for my friend Trent, probably one of, a handful of geniuses of his kind in his own dimensions on the planet. And it's quite interesting. These people love me. They see the value, and they know that I'm an independent thinker, so they're letting me do my own stuff. But at the same time, I know that I'm employed by someone else. This is quite an interesting experience. For most people, they just assume that, you get a job, you work for other people. For me, the default assumption was that you work for yourself. And I survived until now this way. So that's a very interesting experience. And I think if I found a new company in a few years or even less time, this experience of working in a team and having people to report to will be very interesting. I don't want to bore you, probably, two, three people listening to this, which is great. Normally, I would just having this monologue with one friend and bore them to death. Now I can just talk into the void, and knowing that probably no one will even listen to this. I guess that's it for this one. To summarize, I think it is an interesting idea to have versioning for your personality and have granularity in there, so you can see that you're making progress. And sometimes even a step backward in your old framework of thinking could be a step forward overall in life. Like, for example, going from working for yourself and founding your own companies to working for someone else. Turns out it's great. Quite amazing. And also, summary number two is recognizing what we can and can't change, and being at peace with the inner demons of ourselves, the daddy issues. And last one, I would say, it's hard, to think you're this age and you're still in reality 10, 15 years younger or more stupid than your real age in terms of wisdom or emotional intelligence, because I don't know, you spent time in athletics, or you know, you're a nerd, or didn't work on all dimensions of your being and personality. You're not a complete person. But most of my friends are around 40 or older, 50, and I would say most of them are man-childs. That's quite sad. You get to know them, you're impressed, and then you spend some time and you see they're quite immature. And because they're the age they are, it's much harder to change. I think I'm still not 30, so I feel like I'm still quite young, and I can be humble and face my you know, shortcomings and work on them. But for someone who is an established person, it's honestly quite ridiculous seeing these people who are much older, 35, 40, 50, and they walk around quite convinced of themselves, and they open their mouth and they sound just ridiculous. So I just hope in 15 years, in 10 years, 20 years, I will be a more complete person than my genius friends. Even if I'm not as accomplished as they are, if I don't have two PhDs and I'm not a recognized polymath and serial entrepreneur and whatever, I just want to be happy with the minimum viable version of Nima that will be growing into version 1.x and then 2 and 3. And that will be interesting. I actually recommend everyone to start versioning themselves, maybe not as publicly as I do it, but that could actually even be an interesting gamified software. Well, kind of a bad idea to it's quantified self. Okay, yeah, this is the title for this episode: quantified self and versioning yourself. Thank you for listening to me talking for probably more than 10 minutes. Possibly see you soon, and goodbye. Have a good day, evening, week, year.